Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
Big Al and D-Mac's Friday Fire Up is presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. Live from Arizona, taking you up to kickoff. Presented by Coors Light. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Have to wait till like February for your Super Bowl, but Alfred, not for the Denver Broncos. Everything's on the line. Vaughn has made promises, and it's time to kick their ass.
Is that a question?
Well,
D-Mac, you know, earlier there was a conversation about Khalil Mack and would he stand up to the test of Lawrence Taylor. But you know what? Bill Belichick asked about the wrong guy.
Nice.
There is a guy for us by the name of Von Miller who may be in the same class as the great Lawrence Taylor.
Woo!
He has come to play. He has set it out there, and he is going fishing.
Let's go!
Fishing for Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
In a sea of passes. He's going to get his sacks.
Don't worry about it. He's rolling. Hit the highlight.
And Jared Goff in traffic and a crowd goes down. The first pressure was by Bradley Chubb, who was the fifth pick in the draft, and then the rest came in and a loss of 3 yards.
Darnold in trouble. And sack. Pecco grabbing it. Darnold.
And Russell Wilson running for his life. He's going to go back for a big loss. Shaquille Barrett. Goff on 3rd and 6 getting away for Bradley Chubb in there again, and this may be the best game this rookie has played so far this year, and Goff in trouble, and Von Miller gets to him first, and Goff getting a rush from Chubb and company in his sack back at the 30. Bradley Chubb finally emerging, the number 5 pick of the draft, and a loss of 10 yards.
I love it, Alfred.
It feels like this team is starting to get their soul back, D-Mac. I can't believe that we're talking about this deep into the football season. But every team has a soul. And with that soul comes so much responsibility to play up to that ability every single week. If you're not going to stand up and play to that ability, then you've let yourself down. You've let your teammate down. You've let our great community of Denver, Colorado down. And I don't want this to be something that you look back later on in your life saying, I wish I could have. So in that case, why don't we give the ball to some guys who know and respect every last carry that they get to give us some inspiration from the offensive side of the ball. Give it to me, baby.
Shotgun snap, handoff to Devontae Booker over the left guard, 340. On the numbers, the 30. Being chased to the far sideline, the 20's got the first down. Good run by Booker.
There's a rookie, Philip Lindsay, coming right back for the Broncos.
Looks into the nickel, gets the snap, and pitches out to the near side. It goes to Freeman, runs laterally on the 20, gets outside the number, the 15, breaks a tackle, the 10, hits to the near sideline, the 5, he runs to the pylon. Did he get in? Yes, he did! Bulldozing his way down the near sideline, and a touchdown run of 15, and a beauty it was. Royce Freeman, as he spins again to Lindsay over the center, he's got the touchdown, pushed by his line, digs his way through, carves a 2-yard touchdown path, and the Broncos have taken the lead.
I love it. All right, let's go out to the fellas. Let's hear from her on the Fire Up, and we start with Richard. Richard, you're on the Fan.
Yo, Big Al, D-Mac, I'm here to run Orange and Blue Smack, and we're here to take out some little red birds. And seem like they're just like small white turds. We're getting out our mojo back. We're not going to take any more lack or smack, because when everyone out there says, when you're a Bronco hater, they want us on the shelf. It's just a...
All right, you lost a little speed there, Richard, but I respect it. There's something about a cardinal.
I'll tell you what's happening.
In Arizona for 3 days, I haven't seen one bird yet.
I'll tell you what's happening.
What's happening, Al?
Oh, there's some Bronco haters out there. There are a lot of
Broncos. Who are the Broncos?
Oh, my goodness. There's some Bronco haters out there. I got off the airplane with this joker.
What?
Last Monday night, talking about how he listens to the show, but he's the biggest Cardinal fan. I said, well, where do you live?
Is he looking for Rod Tidwell?
He said, I live in Denver, Colorado.
What?
And I said, if you're going to live in Denver, Colorado, and listen to us every day, roll with us.
Roll
home.
Come on, man. This is your hometown team.
Well, let's
if, you can't, if you can't get behind this team, you can't get behind no team out there because nobody has produced for you as many years, for as many decades, for as many championships in our great city of Denver, Colorado as our Denver Broncos. So get on board. Jump on board. The train is about to leave the station. Don't miss your chance to buy your ticket. Your ticket, all it costs is your fandom right now, baby.
Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, are you on board, Aaron?
I'm on board. Let's go. Case Keenum, number one. All those doubters out there that hated on him, it is time to show what you came here for. Let's go. Case Keenum, Denver Broncos, Denver Chiefs. Let's get it.
I've heard people say Case Keenum can't play outside and he has small hands and he doesn't do good in wet rain.
I just need the dude to step up, D-Mac. Everybody knows what it looks like when you step up, man. I've seen guys step up before. I've seen DT, Emmanuel, and I've seen McManus step up before.
What?
Lindsey going out as a receiver, and here he is. Lindsey down the sideline, gets inside the 10 and scores with a short drop and going deep this time. And the catch is made for the touchdown to Emmanuel Sanders. And the pass is caught by Demaryius Thomas. Big play gets Keenum and the Broncos out of deep trouble. 45 yards. Sanders untouched all the way downfield until he's finally forced out at the 44-yard line. 18 yards. Another good block by the fullback, Janovich.
Brandon McManus on the field to attempt what would be a game-winning field goal from 36 yards out. What? Well within his range. It's good.
Stepping up has never been hard.
Wow, we're playing field goal highlights?
I'm just saying, stepping up has never been hard for us, D-Mac.
I like how we play the Emmanuel Sanders highlight and stop it before he gets flagged. That is
fire.
Awesome. Yeah.
We're on fire.
What?
Who we got, D-Mac? Who we got rolling
with
us,
Mike.
Man?
Mike, you're on the fire. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Fellas, I am so excited for this game. Finally, the day has come. Case Keenum's going to go back out there and suck again. He's finally going to get benched. And then the real phonies are going to get exposed tonight as well. And then we're going to start the rebuilding process. I can't wait for this. All the phonies need to get benched along with Case Keenum. So I'm excited for that. Let's go, Broncos. Let's rebuild. Get her going.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Is
that a fire up?
That is not a fire up. That is not the fire up that I wanted to hear. That's
tonight.
Monday morning talk.
What was that, Mike?
Mike.
Now, Mike made a lot of logical sense, but we don't make logical sense on the fire up.
Hey, the day we win.
No, Mike was really, really smart, but
we win.
We don't pay attention to things that make sense on the fire up.
Oh,
we talk to AJ. AJ, what's going on?
What's up, AJ?
What's up, guys?
Man, it's been so long since we had a win around here, D-Mac. You know what would be great, man?
What's that?
This game be over by halftime.
Oh.
We can just relax, kick our feet up.
You know what I'm saying?
Enjoy the friends around us. Enjoy the family.
What?
You know, start making plans for a great weekend. Cause we get the win.
Oh.
Cause we get the dub.
Oh.
Cause we get the win.
What happens?
We got the dub.
What?
We get the win. We
what
got
happens?
The dub. We get the win. We get the dub. We have a great weekend.
Yeah.
That's going to feel so good, man.
Sit under a palm tree and look at everything around us.
Feel in the air and just chilling, man. I mean, come on, man. You have played this game your entire life. It's all on the line every week. Last week was no different than this week. The only difference is it's a different day. Come on, man. Denver Broncos fans.
I got you.
Come on, man.
Because we got the Macho Man. We got the Macho Man. Macho Man.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you something, boys. We got a couple of monsters coming out tonight. It starts now. We got Derek Wolf and we got Bradley Chubb going to get us the dub. I tell you what, we snacked on them for lunch. We're going to eat them for dinner. We're going to chew them up and spit them out. And then we'll enjoy the taste of this cookery for breakfast. Oh, yeah.
Say hi to Miss Elizabeth for me.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. Come on, Denver Broncos fans. Tell me this don't feel right.
What about Case Keenum?
Tell me this. Man, I tell you, man.
What about Case Keenum?
One thing about Case, man, is that we've seen him play great, man. It's not like I'm just throwing stuff out there. We've seen this guy take a team all the way to the NFC Championship game. And I tell you what, it was because he played the game the right way. We don't need him to be gun-shy. Let it rip, man. If you throw one, you throw one. But in this day and age in the NFL, you got to believe in yourself. You got to know that you have the right stuff. You can't guess about it. And we've seen it from you already, man. We've seen you make the big play. We've seen you make the big run. Now we need to see it all game long.
Come on.
Give it to me, Case.
Keenum out of the pocket, pulls the trigger, back in the end zone, touchdown Broncos. Case Keenum with a strike.
Keenum gonna keep it, go for the end zone, he gets there.
Keenum dials up the deep ball, and it's caught for a touchdown.
Play fake, Keenum, he's got time, does he have a man? He's got it. Going to the sideline, stays inbounds, and touchdown.
I'd like to introduce you to the new starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos, Case Keenum. Keenum, I'm sorry.
Keenum! Yeah, just slip that in there, big sexy.
I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah?
You got to know right now, man.
What?
The rest of this Bronco country is looking at you. There was some boos. There was some moaning and groaning going on last week. But this week is different, man. This week, you have the entire focus all on you. Prime time television. If you want the truth to be known, let it be known tonight to the rest of the NFL and its community that follows them. Whether it's the players, the coaches, the general managers, or the fan base, make sure everybody understands who you are tonight, Case Keenum, because this is the direct reflection on you. Whatever you put out there on that field tonight is who we are. Make that great so we can be great.
How about Wendy? Wendy, it's time to hear from you. You're on the fire up. What do you say, Wendy?
I got this to say. We believe in you, Denver Broncos. We still believe in you. And Case Keenum, while you got the floor, take this opportunity and be a dark horse in all this.
Yeah. You. All right, Wendy. I love it.
You know, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about.
You got to be a believer. I remember that.
I need him to step up and be a believer.
Be a believer.
Be a believer.
Not a believer, because that's something else. A believer.
A believer.
Like, I mean, know that when you're singing this song up at the Fort Collins Food Fest and they're throwing breadsticks at you, it's because they like the song in the first place. Come on, everybody, let it breathe.
And that's all you're saying. We pay this money. We give them our attention. We give them our money for the merchandise that we wear around on Fridays afternoon. Man, come on. We love this, man. But the thing that this community knows is different than most NFL communities is that we're going to get a dub. At the end of the day, this organization does nothing but get the dub. I want dubs. I want wins.
Yeah, I mean, and let's change the course of the conversation because you win two out of your next three, heck, win all three. Going into the bye week, it's a different story. Things change so quickly in the NFL. So we have they've given up down here, by the way. Just to make it clear, they've given up, and that is not the way Broncos country operates, Alfred. So your final message to everybody out there is what?
Get ready to enjoy tonight. We're going to go out there and get this win. We're going to give you all the action from right here in Arizona because all we do is win. And we're going to teach these guys what it feels like to get a dub on the road in a victorious chant called Dub City.
Wait a second.
All right, never mind. Well, this is my Dub City.
Up, down, up, down.
That's all I
do is win.
Big Al and D-Max Friday Fire Up, presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
Defensively, let's start with this. Stop the run. That's what you have to do. The last 2 weeks, 200-yard rusher against the Jets, a 200-yard rusher against the Rams. First time in history, somebody's given up two back-to-back 200-yard rushers in a single game. First time in history that has happened. You have got to shut down David Johnson and this running game. This offensive line of the Cardinals, not very good. Their tight ends are not blocking tight ends. They have an issue there. If you let David Johnson go off, it's going to open up the play action for that young quarterback. Shut down the run, put pressure on the young quarterback, create turnovers. That's the key on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, you have got to protect Case Keenum versus the blitz. You watch this Arizona Cardinal football team. They will blitz about 50% on all three downs. First down, 50% blitz. Second down, 50% blitz. Third down, 50% blitz. If you do not pick up your blitz pickups, if you do not get those things picked up, you're going to put pressure on the quarterback. And we know one thing this year that's different than last year. This year, Case Keenum will turn the football over. So blitz pickup becomes paramount. That means these rookie running backs are going to have to be great in the blitz pickup game. The tight ends and the receivers adjusting their routes, great in the blitz pickup game. You do those two things, you come away with a victory in Arizona when you get your cleats on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans tomorrow morning at 6 on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. Live from Arizona, taking you up to kickoff, presented by Coors Light. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
You know, I love Twitter, because somebody out on Twitter, I don't know who it was, goes, hey, you guys should get Jake Plummer on to talk about this quarterback situation. And they sent it at Snakes Takes, Jake's Twitter handle. And like Jake Plummer responds, yeah, sure. I'm in.
Guy.
And it's
my
easy.
Guy, man.
It's easy via Twitter just to say, oh, that's a good idea. Let's talk to Jake Plummer. And Jake, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. How you doing?
I'm good, man. You guys, that's funny. You happened to catch me when I was in the Twitter sphere, man. With
that's awesome.
Some work I'm doing with Athletes for Care, a nonprofit here in Denver, working with former athletes to try to help them transition out of their sport of choice into real life. So yeah, it was by chance, man. So
awesome.
I accept most challenges on Twitter, whether it's
by the way, whatever. We should put it out there. Athletesforcare.org is your organization. Yeah. And what are you trying to encourage the general public to pay attention to?
Well, we started this a while ago, and I say we, I kind of had an idea with a couple other guys, the same similar idea to try to help find a way to reach out to our brothers that we played with that are, you know, finding out a lot about the game and what can happen from playing the game and what can loom large down and further on in life. And if you, all you do is focus on that, you know, things can be pretty dark, pretty fast. So we got to get them to accept that we're exceptional, you know, human beings that achieve something unbelievably by playing at the highest level and playing well, whether you even crack the NFL, play 10 years, or 1 year, you have skill sets that should not be shut down. So we're helping guys realize that, move on, not guys and girls, women, ladies, just try to move on in life and be successful and pass on, you know, all the things we've been through and how you can be healthier and live happier.
That's great, Jake. That's such a worthwhile cause. But I got to ask you, this is a crazy night for you because you got the Broncos playing the Cardinals. At the same exact time, Arizona State is playing Stanford. How exactly are you absorbing everything tonight? What does that look like for you?
Well, you know, modern technology still amazes me. You know, I'm sitting outside Bronco Stadium actually going to do some appearances and watch a game with some fans, and I'm talking to you on a cell phone through Twitter is how we got hooked up, although you think you guys have my cell. But anyway, you know, I mean, I've got the beauty of technology. I can record the games and watch them at my leisure and my speed because sometimes I need to see things a couple times more, and then I realize, like, what somebody else missed. You know, there's a lot of little things in this game that if you're watching real speed and don't get a chance to rewind and see, you know, you miss something. But, you know, those guys that play the game, we see it differently. So it's fun to watch the game live always, but when I can go and record it, it saves me.
Jake, you know, I've always loved the way that you have played the game. Your approach to the game has been even more impressive because you play with that fire and that passion that I believe inspires guys around you. We're trying to figure out why we, you know, quarterbacks don't play with that passion. Not anybody in particular, but we've had two quarterbacks here over the last couple of years who don't seem to play with that same passion, that fire. I don't know how you can get behind a guy or an offense if the quarterback is not going to give you those things.
Yeah, that's a great point, you know, because, you know, I got in trouble one time. I mean, if some Arizona fans are listening or around there, you can ask them when I said, I don't give a rat's ass what the fans think. I play the game because I love to play, and I play for my teammates. And so that was me. I knew that was how I got had any success on the field, was the fact that I was one of them, and I had to sweat with them and cry and bleed with them and be one of them and fight my ass off. And so when fans started getting, you know, out of whack and saying things, you just got to dive into those dudes around you and trust yourself. And really not care about anybody at all, except the dude that's suiting up next to you. Don't even your coaches. I mean, there were times where I was like, these coaches don't even believe us.
Right.
Let's go. And I get my teammates and say, you know what? Bleep this. We're going to go do this as a team. And so too much stuff out there right now. There's so much going on and so many things happening that you got to shut it all out. You got to give no one access and get focused on the fact that you're in the NFL for who knows how long. Let's go.
Right.
Who does Case Keenum remind you of, and what do you think is going on with him these days?
I really like the way he approaches the game, and I told a lot of fans this early, that first game and when he threw his first interception, and they won the game, but there were three picks, and that's all everybody wanted to talk about.
No.
I like to talk about what happened after the first pick. If you watch the replay, you saw a dude cut through two defenders, run, cut through two more, dive, and try to tackle the guy with the ball. Why? Because he cares, man. He's 100%. This matters to him. And I know it matters to everybody. I'm not sure. There's a quarterback around the league here I've seen just take a knee when stuff starts to get a little close to him. So Case Keenum's going to ball out for you guys and give you his heart and soul. If we all lay off him and let it, and understand that interceptions happen, people. There's things that we might not see on real time when they pan down to just the quarterback on TV. And then what do you get to see? An incomplete pass or maybe an interception. If there's so much that goes into a spectacular offense that's on the same page, and little timing issues, depth issues, maybe he's throwing behind a guy to save him from getting blown up by a safety. We don't see it all necessarily unless you watch it with a fine-tooth comb. So I say this, give him a chance, because right now he wants to believe in the fans, but I guarantee you it's him and his boys right now against the world.
Let me ask you about this, because at some point, I don't know when it happened, but I think it was somewhere in the mid-90s when interceptions became this big topic about why guys win and lose the game. And I've never been that type of guy, because you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks played during my era was Brett Favre, who just kind of let it rip. And you know what? And I love that about him. Now, did he give the defense a chance at a ball or two? Yeah, but you know what? In the end, when you look at his overall record, everything worked out great. I don't know why quarterbacks shy away from just letting it rip, man, because that's the game, letting it rip and having a good time. I mean, that's the game, Jake.
They've dumbed it down enough and tried to no, I shouldn't say dumbed it down, but they just wanted to make it it's such a complex game in so many different ways. We see teams win doing all sorts of different things at every level of the game, and now flag football is popular. That's what we played at recess. We just tackled each other, right? We got open and threw it, then let the other dude get you. And it's square root, you're right. The game, you know, the game is about letting it rip, having a fun time out there. But like I said, there's a lot of noise out there, a lot of things riding on these games, a lot of people's lives, you know, invested in them. So you take that pressure on as a player. Sometimes it can maybe halt you a little bit, or wear you down a little bit, because you feel all that stress. That's what I always try to do. I mean, like, I may sound very diplomatic on the radio, but what I want is fans to understand we feel that as players. We need your belief, not your, oh, gosh, here it goes again. If Case doesn't throw three picks, we might win. Nah, let's see the case of last year. The reason why we were all so excited when he got here, and the headlines read, "We found our man." You know, I mean, let's get back to that and believe in this kid, because we don't know what Chad Kelly has. Well, I don't really want to find out yet. I'd like to see what Case has, because I know that kid's he's a fighter, and he really cares about his team. And, you know, this is a must win, but if they lose, you only hit must wins when you have seven losses, because you can still make the playoffs at 9-7.
Jake, we always
trust
love
me,
you.
I know. I know. I played in Arizona for a few years, man. I fight my ass off till the end, but, man, when you hit that 8 loss, it's tough, because you know you're eliminated from your second chance.
Who do you pull for
tonight?
I like to see a great game. I want to. I do. Hey, let me be honest with you. Jeep Chris, my favorite coach of all time that I've ever been coached by, coaches tight ends for the Broncos.
Yes.
Then my other favorite coach, Gary Kubiak, is working for him. So if you don't know who I'm kind of pulling for, because there's a personal rich tie there, I still have a ton of them there in Arizona, but they're not coaches. They're not guys like – there's some really good people down there. So like I said, I hope to see a good game.
Well, you'll be popular on Mill Ave no matter what, Jake. So it's all good down there for you. All right, we appreciate it. Forks up, buddy. Jake. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, guys. Have a great time.
All right, the great Jake Plummer, man. Always,
one of my
always
guys,
comes
man.
With positive energy.
I mean, but he plays with so much enthusiasm, and he talks with so much enthusiasm. That guy needs to be part of the game.
He needs to be back
in coaching, you know, part of the game, encouraging guys. I was going to tell him there's a contract waiting for him in Tampa Bay still.
Zach Bai is down at SportsCom. I think it was Miami. Was it Tampa Bay?
It was Tampa Bay.
It was a lot of money he gave up.
He was like, hey,
that's
you
a
know
crazy
what? You
story.
Trained me to Tampa Bay, I ain't going.
That's a crazy story.
Boom.
Zach Bai, what is happening at sport? Here we are. We're getting closer to kickoff, less than an hour away, Zach.
And you can certainly feel the energy picking up the closer we get to kickoff. Bunch of Broncos fans filing in, hanging out, having cold pops, watching the pregame, shooting hoops down here at the sports column. A lot of them went upstairs. They're not going to be able to take the free shuttle to Mile High today because obviously the Broncos are on the road, but it's got a hometown atmosphere here at sports column. There's no doubt.
All right, Zach, we'll check in with you a little bit later. We love sports column. Get down there to watch tonight. As the Broncos take on the Cardinals, there's a change in the Broncos lineup. It is significant, and I think it's about stopping the run. Details next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
Live from Arizona, taking you up to kickoff, presented by Coors Light. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
All right. Thank you, Jake Plummer. That was very cool. Appreciate it, Jake. Bump, 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 bump. You should ask Jake about throwing left-handed like Mahomes. Did he throw left-handed one time? Jake had such a cool run here, man. Love Jake Plummer. Is Case Keenum Jake Plummer? I don't think so. I think we wanted him to be Jake Plummer, right? I mean, that was kind of the thought. Like, that guy that has that kind of fire, that kind of spirit, that kind of energy, that kind of production. You know, when Jake got benched, we all talk about, oh, maybe it's time for Chad Kelly, you know, or some people are saying that. Think about Jake Plummer, man. I mean, the Broncos were 7-4 when he got benched for Cutler. I mean, that is, can you imagine? Can you imagine that actually happened? And by the way, Mike Shanahan has said, two of his bigger regrets, one was not starting Bubby that year, and one was he should not have benched Jake Plummer for Cutler at that point. I mean, you've got a winning record. I mean, things have gone a little poorly, but I mean, my goodness, you're 7-4. You know, the Broncos, you know, are 2-4. If I mean, God forbid if they lost today, 2-5. Can you, of course, you know, it's reasonable to say you should try another quarterback. Isn't it stunning, Al, to actually think the Broncos benched Jake Plummer when they were 7-4?
Not only is it stunning, it is unbelievable knowing that the history of the Denver Broncos when Coach Shanahan told Bubby Brister he wasn't going to start.
Well, because I just said, yeah.
I know.
It's
heard
two mistakes, right?
I know. But he actually dealt with that. Like, he dealt with that. And the team response to that, D-Mac, was it was unbelievable. We were like, what? You doing what? We going to start Greasy? I mean, everybody on the defense was like, what are we doing? And then Bubby, Bubby is a lot like Jake. You know, those guys are emotional warriors. I mean, a lot alike. I mean, Bubby Brister and Jake Plummer are, you know, very proud people. And they play, you know, with this passion, and the teammates love that about them. The teammates always love that about them. So when you consider the fact that Coach Shanahan made that decision twice, it's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. You know, and you know, I love Coach, you know, but I can't imagine, you know, bringing in the rookie while the vet is still there having a winning season.
It's stunning. Because we would, can you imagine how pumped we would be right now if we had a 7-4 Broncos team?
7-4 team.
Can you imagine, even if we had lost two games in a row?
So
right?
We're going to go 5-5 straight wins, and then they're going to say, we're going to put in.
But, oh my God, can you imagine if the Broncos ripped off 5 straight wins right now? We would be going nuts. The last thing we would be doing is saying, hey, we really got to play Chad Kelly. I mean, it's preposterous.
But that
really did happen.
But every win in the NFL, it solidifies one thing. The coaches know what they're talking about. That's what it does.
They know or don't know?
They know. When you get a win, it solidifies. Okay, we won. All right. You want me to do something that I don't like doing, but we're winning, so
right.
I'll try it.
Right.
I'll do it.
Right.
And if you keep winning, you just keep on like, oh, I can't believe we keep winning with this, but we're winning.
We keep going.
But when you lose, everything you say to that player is like, the player is thinking, that ain't going to work.
Well, I have.
Every time you lose, the players say, that ain't going to work.
I have the.
That's why it's so important to win every week in the NFL.
I had the audacity to ask Gary Kubiak when the Broncos were 4-0 with Peyton Manning, but he was not playing well. Are you thinking about, you know, mixing in Brock Osweiler? Not bench Peyton Manning, but mix in Brock Osweiler. Dude, you would have thought I asked him to back over his dog before he backed over his cat. You know, I mean, it was ridiculed nationwide. Remember Bob Ryan called me an idiot like on ESPN, and then my dad went to a Bob Ryan book signing and said, hey, you call my son an idiot, right. And he signed a book for me. It was like that. However, at the end of the day, I was proved out because nobody was really listening to what I was saying. What I was saying, and
we're winning, but Peyton's not playing well.
That's right. And it wasn't about benching Peyton. It was mixing in Brock. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's exactly what happened, by the way. And they went on to win a Super Bowl because it gave Peyton a certain amount of time that he needed near the end of his career.
He did need that time.
He needed the mental break and he needed the physical break.
But nobody knew he needed that until it was discovered much later that he needed it.
I was predicting that was reasonable to think about. And now, by the way, really quick. Look what's happening in baseball. Are you paying attention to what's happening in baseball?
What are you talking about?
Do you realize the Brewers started a pitcher for one batter and took him out of a game?
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing matchup situations in baseball.
That's only in baseball.
Don't say that.
That's only in baseball.
Don't tell me that something that's effective one way could not be effective somewhere else.
We don't have a first quarter quarterback and then a third quarter quarterback.
You're too innovative, Al. I'm very innovative,
but I will tell you also that, rhythmically speaking, you need to have a way about getting in and out of plays. You know, like the way it sounds. You know, like the there's a ebb and flow. I can talk to you because you are a runner. When you are running, there are different stages of the run that you experience during a marathon.
Yes.
And each one of those runs represents a different type of mentality. You know, at the beginning, you may be excited and exuberant, And then in the middle, it's let's hunker down.
I can tell you what it is. You know, at least for me,
But I'm just saying, but there are different stages. If you want to describe them, you can.
A marathon,
but
when you're, this is back in my, when I was in shape days, that's for sure. First 7 miles is a cruise. It's a cruise.
You're happy.
Yeah, it's easy.
That's the first quarter.
It's literally easy.
That's the first quarter.
Right. And then you feel okay. You don't feel great, but you feel okay at around mile 10.
That's the second quarter.
You look at the race as a journey to the halfway point. So you get this burst of energy leading up to the halfway point around mile 13.
2 minute warning.
Here's where you fall apart. Mile 15. A lot of people talk about, for me, like mile 20, like the wall. Mile 20 was never the wall for me. Mile 20, I was like, shoot, anybody, I wouldn't say shoot, can finish off
six miles.
Yes. I mean, if I get to mile 20, forget it. I can crawl on my knees. The hard part is at mile 15 when you got 11 miles to go.
Mm.
And the biggest psychological problem I've always felt, and I really have had to grind it out in the nine marathons that I've run, is actually around mile 15 to 17. And if I can get past that, it's almost guaranteed that I'll be fine. But the mental hurdle around 15, because there's nothing to look forward to. Like the halfway point is something to look forward to.
But this is what you're describing.
And then once you get to mile 20, dude, I'm telling you. Oh, you're at mile 22?
But
anybody can do that.
But hold on. But what you're describing is a whole day's game.
But it's a mental game.
It's a mental game.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do. It has nothing to, a very little to do whether or not these guys are physical condition. I'm just telling you right now.
You're absolutely right.
You need the quarterback to endure these mini marathons, which are called games that happen over a four-hour time period.
If mentally you're stuck.
Because you can't sub out your left tackle. You can't sub out your right guard. So that guy has to be there to roll with that group to kind of get them through it.
You make a good point. You make a good point.
Nobody else gets to have a week off or 2 weeks off.
I tell you what. I'll give you this. If you told me at mile 15 that I could hop a bus and you're going to drive me to mile 22 and it would all still count and I still would get credit for running that marathon, you know what? I might take you up on that.
You know, we had something that happened not long ago, D-Mac, when we had offensive linemen that were rotating in and playing snaps, you know, here and there with no rhyme or reason other than the coach felt like, okay, you go now. Okay, you go. It happened a little bit last week. Guess what? Our offensive line did play well. Our offensive line played good last week against a good defensive line with the Rams. I get what you're saying. It's just until everybody is rotated, then the quarterback has to go as long as the offensive linemen have to go.
I know. I think it's an antiquated system. I think you could be more progressive and more effective, but I don't know who that NFL – I know college coaches. College coaches do it all. Your top – well, the previous top
you
three
know
teams,
who's doing
Georgia,
it?
Clemson, Alabama – all
you know who's
it.
Doing it right now is on a smaller version is the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, sir.
They're doing it on a smaller version, but yes, they are getting their quarterback valuable rest during games while you have another guy develop.
Saints are doing it a little bit too. But
Saints are doing it too.
The Ravens are really doing it. And scoring points and building a bond and getting a connection with Lamar Jackson and his other teammates. And
different styles and within inspiring the same game.
I know, it's exciting, isn't it?
I know, I love it. I want that.
Then
we don't have that guy on our team, though.
You don't think Chad Kelly's that guy?
You know what? If you want to sub him in, I'd love to see that. That's what I would love to see.
Why not?
Now, I would love to see him sub him in, but not start the game.
Okay. However you want.
Because we've seen.
That's fine by me.
Okay.
We just saw a pitcher throw to one batter and leave the game. We see starters for starters for the Red Sox, you know, in the bullpen and pitching to one or two batters or an inning and then starting the next game. I mean, there's a different way to think about things just to win.
Yeah, we have closers that are starters
and
now
what
in
I
Major
love about
League
the,
Baseball.
The
thank you, Tampa Bay Rays.
The NFL is why isn't every game like that? You're not playing game after game after game, day after day. You're just playing one game. I mean, why not utilize just everything you possibly – all right, I'm a broken record.
I'm with you.
When we
I'm
come
with
back.
You. I am with you.
The King Supers fan football pick 'em. Let's make our official pick for the game tonight. That comes up next.
Live from Arizona, taking you up to kickoff. Presented by Coors Light. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Well, the big news news for the Broncos is that DeMarcus Walker will actually play today. He hasn't played since the final game of the year last year, but with Shane Ray's injury, Alfred, it's not A.J. Johnson. It is DeMarcus Walker, the second round pick. So finally, there's a circumstance where Walker will play, and we need to make our official King Supers picks. Brought to you by King Supers, the official grocery store of the Denver Broncos. And I do this with a little bit of trepidation as I stunk in this and had to play the shame game. And we'll be, yes, thank you. And we were joined, joined here shortly by Zach Bai, who is on a absurd run with Brandon Stokely winning this. So, Alfred, every pick counts. And I'll give you props, Zach. I mean, I don't know how you guys are
fire.
Doing
You've
it.
Been on fire, but
there's no denying
the big fella's coming for you this week.
Okay.
Hey, when you say we've been on fire, that insinuates it's a short stint. Don't forget, we won this whole thing in 17.
Oh, my goodness, okay? Dude. Do it on your show, not on our show.
Okay? Week one, week two, week three, week four, week five, week six.
Come on, man.
Like the
golly.
Here. Feels like the Warriors.
All right, so Zach.
When they come to Hidden Hills, they already know the deal.
We just ride up the road. You can hit it with a stone.
Zach is dropping rhymes and dimes at Sports Column at 20th and Blake.
My man.
With our great friends from Coors Light. So we encourage you to go see him and watch the game. Zach, who's your pick?
You know, the Denver Broncos are my pick, and I'm not making that pick with
give us a score. Give us a score, Zach. Come on, pal.
28-17. The Broncos should win this matchup. Look, this is a football team in Arizona that has scored 20 points just one time this season. If you can't figure out a way to beat the Arizona Cardinals, I don't care if they're playing in Arizona. I don't care if they're playing on the moon. If you can't beat the Arizona Cardinals with a rookie quarterback and Mike McCoy as your offensive coordinator, we need to put a magnifying glass over everyone in this organization.
I love it, Zach. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. And everybody, join Zach down at Sports Column. Zach, we'll listen to you and Stokely tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Zach, bye. Down at Sports Column at 20th and Blake with our great friends from Coors Light. Alfred, your score.
I have the Denver Broncos winning the football game 16-24. I think they scored 24 against the Cardinals, and I think that Case Keenum finds his mojo back in the dome.
I think both teams will be running the ball like there's no tomorrow. I think Mike McCoy, although he'll want to throw the ball, and by the way, if he's going to throw it deep, watch out for like the first play of the game.
Quick screen,
heads up.
Quick screen game, bluff picks. Look for the ball to come out quickly, you know, 2 yards, 3 yards within the line of scrimmage.
When you were watching, well, good. I'll follow you on that.
You know, that's who he is.
When you watch, if you go back and watch the Cardinals play the 49ers, this could be a huge game for Andy Janovich. For whatever reason, they really were using Jano quite a bit. And they...
My Juszczyk.
The Juszczyk was unbelievable. They were using Jano quite a bit, but they backed away from it against the Rams last week. And I'm not exactly sure why. Look at his playing percentage went way down. So I think he... not only does Janovich play more, But there is, you can spare me the 22 Jano tweets, because I'm telling you right now, this game sets up for Jano to be a superstar tonight. So if you're using Jano as a superstar, you're probably not scoring all that much, but you're probably more effective and more efficient. I say the Broncos win 16-13. Okay? So there you go. Everybody's feeling relatively positive about the Broncos' chances to win here tonight, Alfred. And
our quarterback should be better than their quarterback. I always start with the quarterbacks.
Boy, that's an interesting battle.
I always start with the quarterbacks. Our veteran quarterback should be better than their rookie quarterback.
All right, so listen, when we come back, why don't we just start there? And the vibe of what's going on. Von Miller, Alfred, with his statements about the inevitable ass-kicking that is supposed to happen in less than a half hour. I mean, it has really sparked things here.
Lit it up in Arizona.
I tell you what, man, everybody is talking about it. So let's get into that. We'll do that next right here on The Drive on The Fan.
Live from Arizona, taking you up to kickoff, presented by Coors Light. 104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with the big story of the day.
Whoa, it is on in the desert. Oh! Von Miller. Oh, man. Von Miller. Dang, dude. Von Miller has stirred the pot. And in a game against a 1-5 team against a 2-4 team.
It's never been this exciting.
It is a buzzsaw down here. It's
never been this exciting.
I tell you what.
Amongst two, it feels like we're watching two teams that are about to compete for the AFC West Championship rather than just get out of a losing streak.
So here's the big storyline. The Von Miller quote, which sounded just like this.
I want to say it's a must win. We're going to kick their ass, though. Make sure you put that up there. We're going to kick their ass. They're going to get our best this week. I know last week was tough, the week before that, whatever. This week, Thursday night, prom time, they're going to get the Broncos' best.
Whew. And then he went on to say, because I've been listening to it for 2 days down here, he said, it's just, we'll tackle. It's the Arizona Cardinals.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness. So you got that, which is great. That's a lot of fun. You do have the issues, with the Broncos coaching staff. I mean, what will happen if they lose tonight? And Joe Ellis's words of, we need to really see change, not
real
talk
change.
About real change.
Real change.
And then on the other side of the ball, you have the Cardinals, who are about to blow out Mike McCoy, maybe. I think Wilkes, their head coach, is fine. I think
the defense looks good.
But Mike McCoy may get himself fired, which would be something, huh? Getting fired in season 2 years in a row. And you have the element of John Elway passing on Josh Rosen for Bradley Chubb. You have a nationally televised game. And I don't know, man. It's just buzzing. By the way, there is a lot going on. The Suns just opened their season. Good job by the Nuggets, by the way. That was awesome.
It's always good to get the first win of the year.
I do have a new favorite player
the first game of the year, but it would have been nice to get the win in the last game that we had last year.
All right. Moving on, Al. Come on now.
Mike Malone with a contract extension. Dilly dilly.
Okay. I got a new favorite player, though, that doesn't play for the Nuggets. Boran from Serbia. The dude who can dunk without jumping. Boban.
Why is he your guy?
Oh, my God. He can dunk without jumping. I mean,
There's been several guys that played. Jordan Murison could do
that. That's true, and he was my guy.
Ball could do that.
I love both of those guys. Huh? You can dunk without jumping. You got me. I am a fan if you can dunk without jumping. Boban.
I think Yao Ming could do that, too.
I loved Yao Ming. I loved him. This guy looks like he can really play, though. Anyways, Nuggets won. That's the most important part. Way to go. But we have we have that going on. There's a lot just going on down here. Donald Trump is here. Did you know that? Donald Trump's in Scottsdale for some reason. Well, they have a big.
He's going to be here. Not yet, huh?
He's here tonight.
I know, but he's not here yet.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
You'll know when he's here because
the traffic could be screwed up.
There you go.
Jeez, I know. Well, fortunately, that's got nothing to do with where we're going to be at, though. It's pretty far away, but. Bernie Sanders is speaking today. They have some really hot and heavy political battles going on here in the desert. ASU's playing Stanford tonight, and the Broncos, Broncos and the Cardinals. I mean, it is in terms of just sports, it's really awesome. They're doing something really interesting tonight, and I'm not exactly sure why. They are playing tonight, Al, with the roof open. They hardly ever play with the roof open because they like to keep it a climate controlled sort of temperature.
It's a beautiful 81, 82 degree day.
Yeah, but it's going to be warm in there. It's going to be warmer than normal because they're going to keep the roof open and it's just
no AC.
I don't think you do. You run the AC with your windows down?
Oh, wow.
I think they're trying to sweat out the Broncos a little bit here. I think here's what I think is going to happen. They're running, I think they're going to go no huddle, RPO, no huddle sort of stuff. They're going to pick up the pace. They're going to throw everything they can at the Broncos. Keeping the roof open the weather's beautiful, but it definitely will be more warm than it normally is. There's no doubt about that. And it has been, it's beautiful, but it's still like, mid to upper 80s. It's that heat will sort of be pounding down. I thought they just opened that roof because it was open yesterday just to, help the grass or whatever. But apparently that's the game plan. And apparently, from what I understand, that's an unusual situation here. It's unusual enough that the folks down here are talking about it. So there's that. This is these two teams up until now Super Bowl. The Cardinals are different, though. They know they're in a rebuilding phase, and they're not so fired up about, oh, you know, we're going to make the playoffs or anything like that. You yourself had a vision that the Broncos were going to make the playoffs. And I don't know if that's completely out the window now with the Broncos, but it certainly is with the Cardinals.
Well, I thought that the Broncos would be 10-6 or 11-5. Now, that's still not out the window yet. I mean, that possibility is still there. They have to have a nice run here, but the wins that I counted were the wins against the rookies. And I counted a win against the Kansas City Chiefs at home. So, 0-3. So, 10-6 goes to 7-9. And I think that's where you had them.
Yeah, that is where I had them. I was hoping it'd be closer to a 9-7, maybe a 10-6 if things went their way. But I certainly didn't have them 5-11, Al. Okay, I certainly had them improving 7-9, maybe 8-8, something like that. Deep in my heart,
everybody hates the middle.
The middle's the worst. You'd rather be all the way bad or great. You know, so the Cardinals aren't exactly freaking out at all. And Von Miller's comments, they have set the tone for this game.
Hey,
huh?
Man, it's a fire starter.
Love it. What do you think? That seemed very intentional by Von, didn't it?
I would call it almost a direct challenge to the Arizona Cardinals to put up.
Is it a challenge to the Cardinals or is it a challenge to his teammates?
I think it's a challenge. I think it's a challenge to the Cardinals because his teammates. You know, you can't tell what. I think he just basically called the Arizona Cardinals. I think he just told them they suck. You know,
basically,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that's what he just said.
Basically,
I mean, like, make sure you put that on the bulletin board.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's he have a beef with the Cardinals?
That's a good question. Listening to
Mike McCoy.
No, why would he have an issue with
Mike
McCoy?
Who could he have an issue with?
I really don't know. Here's what's interesting about the Broncos-Cardinals relationship. They do play each other every year in preseason. Okay? Denver,
maybe something
Arizona.
Happened in preseason that we didn't pay attention
but
to.
But hold on. They always play each other. The final game of the preseason.
I know. But Vaughn never plays in that game.
None of the starters ever play.
So what is it? What happened?
I don't know. But it's a quirky matchup because even though they see each other every year, the starters never play against each other. Like, Vaughn really never plays against the Arizona Cardinals.
No, because it's the last game of the preseason.
But neither do any of the starters. Chris Harris doesn't, and you can say the same for Larry Fitzgerald or, you know, whoever.
Chris Harris said he was hyped last week after the game against the who did we play last week?
Who did we play?
So long ago.
It was the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah,
against,
after the Rams, mm-hmm. after the Rams game, Chris Harris was like, "Hey man, let's go. I'm ready to go, man. I got Larry Fitzgerald, Hall of Famer, Larry Fitzgerald. I'm ready to go."
Yeah,
I'm like, "Wow, Chris is Chris like on to the next game. Like yeah. I'm playing well, you know. Even if they're not playing well, I'm going to play well."
Oh, that's totally Chris.
That's a
Chris thing. Yeah,
that is Chris.
That is Chris. Chris is.
You gotta
always
love that about Chris. Like, you know, hey, man, I'm going to do my job.
Chris always felt like that. C.J. Anderson always felt like that. There were guys that, the whole undrafted sort of thing, like, never fazed him ever. You know, it was their sense of self was good, solid, not in question.
Is 1,000 yards a lot of yards?
You would have thought so last year, Alfred. You would have thought so last.
I
thought
they were, all the celebrations.
Hey, man, I thought they were going to stop the game and have a parade or something. Hey, by the way, did you catch Peyton Manning's new thing?
He's going to do something with Kobe, right?
Yeah, it's Kobe is a production wizard now.
I also read somewhere where Kobe's not going to be allowed to do an animation piece because of his rape trial stuff. Saw that in the news last night.
Say what? Huh?
Yeah, he was doing some animation deal, and he was asked not to be part of it because of his rape allegations that were dismissed in Colorado.
Oh, that's interesting. It's an interesting snub, I suppose. I don't know if people paid attention to the details of that particular case, if they're disinviting Kobe. I know all the details of that particular case, if you really want to go through it.
No, I'm just letting you know.
Kobe,
what's Kobe, the deal with Peyton then?
All right, on a better topic.
Isn't it something with Kobe?
Kobe is producing a series. I don't know if you've ever seen, like, on Facebook that masterclass thing that pops up every now and then, and it's like, hey, here's Martin Scorsese talking about directing, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's the same kind
of... Like the 10-minute meal?
Yes, yes. It's the same kind of concept. It's basically Peyton Manning doing a masterclass about quarterbacking, and it's going to go, I believe, for 8 weeks or so in conjunction with NFL Films, where Peyton Manning specifically, with highlights, is going to point out what quarterbacks are thinking, what they're doing. Basically, it's a quarterback class. Sounds a little bit like this.
On this episode of Detail, you'll see me break down Josh Rosen and what it's like to play quarterback as a rookie in the NFL. You see right there, he's grabbing his helmet. He's probably saying something like, alert, 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 right? And what this means, they call two plays in the huddle. You see what the defense is doing. You don't like the first play, so you go alert to the second play. You see Tom Brady, right? He kind of taps his helmet. They're saying alert, alert, alert. Drew Brees kind of slashes below his chin, right? He's saying kill, kill, kill.
Easy, kill, 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 kill.
They are killing the first play.
Hey, kill, 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 kill.
Killing the first play, going to the second play.
Easy, easy, kill, kill. Hey, kill, 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 kill.
We used to say apple.
Switch on the apple.
All right, well, it goes like that. Gotcha. And, it goes
that was fascinating.
It's great. And you should see it with
Don't stop it. I want to hear a little more. I want to hear a little more. Let me hear a little more.
Hold two fingers out like an A signal.
Apple! Apple, apple, apple!
Apple meant alert.
Apple, apple! Apple, 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 apple!
Whatever you want to call it, we're getting to the second play. I think Josh does a good job of recognizing that this is a pressure look. This looks like what I call, everybody else calls, cover zero. There are zero people in the middle of the field. Whatever the first play was, might have been a run play, doesn't look very good. So Josh recognizes it. He alerts it. Great recognition by Josh. And you can tell Arizona's putting a lot on his plate. They're giving him a lot of responsibility. He's a cerebral quarterback.
Yeah, you can hear that and more on the ESPN Plus subscription service. Very cool feature. Okay, Al, we've said what we said. We're ready to get over to the spaceship that they hold Super Bowls at to see the Broncos beat the Cardinals, turn the conversation around, and I got them winning 16-13. What about you?
I have the Denver Broncos playing well indoors inside of a controlled environment. They're in a dome. But the roof is going to be open. So, D-Mac, I'm going to say Denver Broncos score 24 points easily tonight.
And?
They'll contain the Cardinals. They'll win by 8, 24-16.
All right, sounds good. We're keeping it optimistic. And John Davis and Orlando Franklin to do the game inside of the game when we come back. And we're here to talk all Sandy at the two-minute warning. And then Mike and Mark in the morning. And we'll be on again tomorrow. And from our predictions, there won't be any big changes with the Broncos. Maybe bad news for Mike McCoy, but we see the Broncos moving forward as they get ready for Kansas City. Keep it here to get all the great reaction instantly. Next, right here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.